This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Technology Thursday. The expansion of artificial intelligence and tech can also help spur other opportunities within companies. Let's focus on Chicago's burgeoning tech scene with Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corporation in Chicago. Find him online at strategicsearch.com. Scott, thank you for joining us today. And if you just walk down any street in the West Loop, it is very obvious that Chicago's tech sector is thriving, and it is bringing new life to some legendary, long-standing buildings in downtown Chicago. The Merchandise Mart, for example, turning into a bit of a tech hub. And that also means opportunities for job seekers in the city.
That's correct. With one caveat, 1871, which is in the Merchandise Mart, which was hub kind of like incubator, is actually going to be moving out very soon. But overall, there are a lot of opportunities in Chicago for tech companies, and that doesn't just hold true for true technology people like engineers or scientists. These startup companies need a plethora of talent, including accounting whizzes, human resource people, to screen potential talent, and, wide range of talent.
And then when it comes to AI jobs, I think the conversation more often than not in the early days was, when is AI coming to take my job? But one thing I have noticed just from doing speaking appearances at businesses around the city is that people seem to be embracing AI, and they're not running away from it. They're using it as yet another tool in their toolbox to do business and analyze data and serve their clients better. So you don't have to be some 22-year-old kid out of school to be the resident AI whiz. I mean, there are some people I've noticed who are mid-senior or senior-level employees who've been with an organization for decades, and they are the resident AI expert.
That's correct. And the one word I recommend, Rob, is retool. You know, when the steam engine took over, a lot of people were worried that their jobs were going to be eliminated. Well, some jobs are eliminated with technology, but the key is to retool. Learn the new technologies that drive AI, robotics, Internet of Things, virtual reality, et cetera.
Yeah, I think we've been going down the road of the science fiction scenario of what AI could be. But right now, at least in practice, it's another productivity tool that you use. I mean, this is very similar to, I would imagine, 45 years ago in an office, Scott, when Lotus Notes was introduced and you could start doing things in spreadsheets and making calculations on the computer, very few people said, I'll be dead in the cold, cold ground when I give up this slide rule. Everybody embraced it. And that seems to be what's happening right now.
That's correct. And another caveat, Rob, is true AI does not exist. It's more like machine learning. And as I mentioned earlier, retool, that's the key, because as trends happen, you need to follow those trends. And because these trends are happening so quickly, conventional education, doesn't keep up. So I recommend joining associations related to the technologies like AI, robotics, Internet of Things, study on the Internet, take Internet courses to keep up with them, because, like I said, the true educational system is usually, as a rule of thumb, a year behind.
And then how much, above and beyond formal education, or maybe, taking a class or a free seminar, or even like just looking at videos on YouTube, if you set up a ChatGPT account and then just start playing around with it, what can you learn just by your own trial and error?
Well, you can learn, different programming languages. You can learn from a macro standpoint, AI, and you can learn a lot of the keys like Python or C++ just by going online. I also recommend apprenticeships and internships for people coming out of school to retool for these new technologies. Get involved with AI and robotics, et cetera, communities to learn what's in vogue.
And also, it's just a heck of a lot of fun to have some of these conversations. I mean, I could think of worse ways to spend an afternoon in a conference room than just talking about robots.
Right, right. But the key is have an inquisitive mind, see what's going on, both on the internet and chat rooms, et cetera. Join associations and communities related to those technologies like AI. Keep current and retool.
Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corporation in Chicago. Find him online at strategicsearch.com.